Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
I'm going to be speaking to Santa. In fact, Santa joins me on the line right now. He's also known as, he's not only known as Santa, but he's also known as Mark Jackson to his friends and family. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning.
You're the guy who gets around, hey? I've been reading about Santa and kids sitting on his lap and telling them, you know, what they want for Christmas, and then Santa getting caught in power lines earlier. You get around.
Yeah, listen, I was in Norway yesterday. I'm at the dam today. What can I
say? Exactly. You see, and we're still tracking you. All right. So, listen, you got the laugh and you got the cheer for sure. So, Mark, you've been doing something quite extraordinary every year on Christmas for the last few years.
Yes.
Was that the sound of your sleigh?
Yeah, but they left me.
Okay, yeah, the flabber. Yes. So tell us what you've been doing, because when I saw the story, it just filled my heart with absolute delight.
Okay, so look, it's really not about me. Just to start it off, I mean, my wonderful wife Leanne is she's the one who really has gone out for the last 4 years and gone and searched for charities and searched for people in need and schools and orphanages, etc. And we started this, she started this in December 2017, where we actually went to a school in Soweto and we had organized this, where we linked it up with the Santa boxes. And there was about 1,600 kids there. And
wow.
I was roped into becoming the Jewish Santa, and it was absolutely incredible. So, you know, we bought a Santa suit that blows up. It's got a fan on it, and it blows up. And so I looked like five times my size. I looked like a proper Santa, and the kids, it's really animated, and the kids loved it. So much so, I tell you, I was getting hugged and kicked and touched, and I tell you, I mean, afterwards I had bruises from the amount of hugs that I got from all these kids. But it was so lovely. I mean, the joy in these kids' face, that they really thought that this was Santa. So it was heartwarming, and that's when it started. And it's just every year we've found another project to do. Leanne's found another project. She puts a lot of effort into it. And then we go and we hand out the gifts to these kids, and it is really it's heartwarming, and it is it's really soul satisfying.
Incredible, and it just shows you the how important Mrs. Claus actually is, because she's the one who's identifying the charities, and you just get dressed up in the suit. Is that correct?
Isn't that the case always?
Yes.
Yeah.
So where was your project this year?
So you know, we've done a few projects. I mean, we did, so 2017, we did the Soweto, a school in Soweto.
Yeah.
In December 2018, we did the Bethany Orphanage, which was a lovely little orphanage. We also did Munsterville White Squatter Camp.
Yeah.
And then this year we did Linda Lani Squatter Camp, which is in Tembisa. Mm-hmm. And it was incredible. There's two people, Dennis and Mondi. They've got a house. They've got three of their own children. They then adopted 10 other kids. You know, it's where the kids have got AIDS, and you know, it's quite a sorrowful sight as far as, you know, when you hear about these stories. And then what they do also is they do absolutely amazing work. They angels in their own right, where they bring on another 40 kids. Every day they look after kids from 6 in the morning until 6 at night, where they go and they take the kids, because out of those 40, there's 29 that have got AIDS. And they go and take them to the clinic and get their antiviral drugs, and they feed them three meals a day. They make sure, because a lot of these parents are drug addicts, and a lot of them are not looking after their kids. So these these people have taken them on as their own kids, and without any remuneration or asking anyone for any fees, etc. And they look after them, and they loved. I mean, when we went there, I mean, I sent you a few videos, Matt, just to see the vibe that was there. They were absolutely loved by these two people. And it was amazing. So for us to give that to even that one day, I mean, we had Jeremy Kuzner doing a magic show there. He's an absolute mensch of note, and he's a very special soul. And these kids had never seen a magic show ever.
Isn't that incredible?
And I mean, the joy in these little kids' face. It was so special, and they loved every minute. And even if we could give them one day that they just had a really lovely day, that's what our aim was. And the next aim was for my kids to see it. And they were there, and they're there every single year, and they're handing out, and they're learning to give and give back to the community and to get the fulfillment of seeing these kids and the appreciation. It's heartwarming.
Absolutely incredible. And, you know, what I loved is that when you went to Tembisa, they obviously put in a lot of effort, because there's this picture of this Santa in this blow-up suit, and they had a marching band on either side of you.
It was
with these kids. It was incredible.
It was, you know when you get goosebumps.
Yes.
When we drove in, there was about four cars, and I had a trailer on because we had all the gifts and everything that was, that we're giving out, etc. And as we got in there, Dennis actually stopped us and said, "No, just hold on one second." And we didn't know what was going on. And when we started then driving into Tembisa, we got this welcoming. I mean, you know, the on that clip that you saw was only a little bit. I mean, I'll send you the rest of it, but it was a little bit of a taste that it actually gave you goosebumps, because they lined up on either side of us.
Yeah.
And they welcomed us with such love. And there was drums going, and they danced, and for about a kilometer, they directed us, and they basically guided us to their little home, which is a shack.
Amazing.
Which was amazing.
And Mark,
they then blocked off the whole street.
I'm sure that our listeners would really love to see these videos. Are you on Twitter?
No.
Okay. All right.
But so, I'm sure my wife is on Twitter.
Okay. So if Leanne, aka Mrs. Claus, could tweet it at Chai FM and at myself, Kathy Kayla, then I will retweet so that our listeners can also see it. I think it's just so positive. It's so marvelous. And you know what I really love is that it doesn't get into, you know, not my religion and what. You're just doing good in a way that people can relate to. And I'm so proud of you. Really, just well done to you and Mrs. Claus. And I just wish you a very, very good Yontif.
I'm going to go and hand out my homentash.
Okay, just one more question. If somebody wanted to contribute so you didn't have to fund the gifts for kids every year. If somebody wanted to contribute in either way, either they go and buy their gifts and deliver them to you to do, would you be open to that?
Absolutely. Well, we do it. I mean, Leanne does it. She has, a lot of people donating all the time. And I mean, with the work that she does, I mean, there's a lot of secondhand stuff and clothing that was given. And Leanne and my maid, and they washed these things, and they made sure that everything, there wasn't a mark on one of the clothes or one of the shoes.
Wow.
And the way that she packs it, I mean, they look brand new. So these kids got Adidas and all these name brands of everything that was secondhand, and it was incredible. And so it was funded by the community, not by us.
Incredible.
It was amazing.
Absolutely,
so, yes,
incredible.
We're very open to it, and I will send you all of Leanne's details, and you can put it out to everyone.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you very, very much, Mark. Be well. And
you.
To you and Leanne, Shabbat Shalom, and to your family. And,
Thank you for having me, and Shabbat Shalom to you all.
God bless. Take care. Bye-bye. Right. That's Mark Jackson. Mark and Leanne Jackson doing the most incredible work. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it just amazing? and how good it makes you feel, irrespective of what your resources are, irrespective of what your skills are. We all have something that we can give freely and out of love. You know, some people, yeah, it's time. Some people, it's babysitting skills. Some people have an incredible ability to explain concepts. And, I think it's absolutely fascinating. We want to have more of these stories. Get in touch with me. I'll put you on air. My email address is kathy@chaifm.com. And when I get a chance, I will upload these videos that Mark Jackson has sent to me. But what an amazing, amazing initiative.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.